time we had left off, when we had seen that there were a couple of problems with Asarata. Number one is the Etzem Sak, is not clear many of the Amrodim, that the Rambam Hashem that you could have 3 days for Simcha and 7 days for Bracha. Let's read over the Rambam again. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. It said the Perek Beis Halacha Test. The Rambam said the Beis Chasanim Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Acha Arba Brachos Elu. The Chosu the Mesuda Shalom Sham. They Mevarchin Brachos Elu Lo Vadom Vadim Lo Vaspanim. Atam Mevarchin Brachos Elu. And my Almon Shnasa Almon Brachos Elu Mishal Mevad. Bachor Shnasa Almon Almon Shnasa Mesuda Brachos Elu Kol Shnasa Shemim Yishkes. So Rambam the Beirish Paskins like the day of the Gemara that says that a Bachor that marries Almon you make a Bracha all 7 days. However, the Rambam also passes in Ishus Yud Yud Beis. The Rambam says that you misameach dafka for 3 days. That's what he says. It's only 3 days. The Rambam in Yud Yud Beis says, "V'maitza bula ain't papas mikuliyam." That takanas chachamim he with notes Yisrael. So Rambam here said that it's only going to be 3 days, not 7 days. So the Brisker Rav said Shah and the Rambam, but we pointed out you don't need the Brisker Rav. The Rajko already said that the Rambam holds that there's two types of simcha. One simcha is the simcha of the chasan, regel didei. So for the regel didei, so then you have 7 full days. And for that, you make a bracha. And then you have another halacha, and that's the halacha in regards to the chiyuv of being misameach imah. And if it's almona, almona doesn't need that much. As we spoke about emotionally, if anybody spoken to an almona, they'll see that almona just needs 3 days. She just wants to be married. So in such a case, the chiyuv simply must 3 days. But the simcha didei is going to be 7 full days. So this is a big chiddush of the Brisker Rav, because what the Brisker Rav is saying is that there are two different types of simchas that aren't spelled out in the Gemara, and those two different types of simcha denote two different deeds. Say that? Okay, this was the yesod of the Brisker Rav. So we pointed out that the Rashba already says it. There are both that I'd like to suggest a different shot. I'm not sure. I know the Rajba wouldn't say this to Dr. Rambam, but I'll tell you what's bothering me with what the Rajba and the Brisker Rav are saying. What bothers me is, even though we saw there might be a chreifos to this idea, at the end of the day, it doesn't fit so well in the Lashon HaGemara. What is the Lashon HaGemara? The Gemara had said that the chiyuv over here of simcha is 3 days and bracha is 7 days. But both sides, why is the Lashon HaGemara not so flat according to the Rambam? According to the way we were matched to the Rambam just now, according to the Brisker Rav Shad. Yes, Ruben? See, Reuven points out that the difficulty is that over here in our sugya, it seems that there isn't simcha more than 3 days. It sounds like bracha 7 days, not simcha. So you need to be mechadesh that there's bracha means simcha. But the Gemara should have spelled out this chiluk. According to the Raj, Yesh Mishapir, Shum, and the Brisker Rav, why did the Gemara say simcha di day is 7 days? Simcha di imah is 3 days. That bothers me in the Lashon HaGemara. So I'll tell you what I would like to suggest, which I say the Lashon Efshar, it's a big chiddush, but it does fit in better in the Lashon HaGemara. I would like to suggest a different mahalach than the Rambam, based on what the Aruch HaShulchan already taught us with that. The Aruch HaShulchan had taught us that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv of panim kadoshos is that those who weren't at the nesuin need to give them a bracha. Those who were not at the nesuin. By the way, I want to add to the Aruch HaShulchan to look back in the Rambam's halacha and halacha yud. The Rambam says, "Bamedvar Mamur Kishayu Aochlin V'Tein Shamdu Berchas Nisuin V'Shamu Abrakos." If they were at the Nisuin, so then they're not Panim Chadashos. Avim Hayu Aochlin Achem Shelo Shamu Berchas Nisuin B'Shas Nisuin Mevarchin B'Shmilam. You make the bracha Kederech Shemevarchin B'Shas Nisuin. Like the way that they make the bracha b'shas nisuin. So Rambam is madgish that the panim chadashos are there to recreate the berachas nisuin. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. The panim chadashos is there to recreate the brachas of the shas nisuin. And in the lashon of Aruch HaShulchan, everybody in Klal Yisrael needs to give the chasam and kal of these brachas. In Kainim Advarim. So then we see that the simcha and the brachos are two different dinim. The simcha b'sameach ima. There's no tzvei din simcha. There's one din of simcha. One din of simcha, din b'sameach with her. That's the only din of simcha. However, it puts me that there's another din that as long as he has a shem chasan, so then Klal Yisrael is supposed to give him a bracha. What's dependent on whether he's a shem chasan or not? So when it comes to a bachur has a shem chasan for 7 days. A bachur has a shem chasan for 7 days. And so it's more mukrach in the Gemara now. The Gemara says that a bachur has a shem chasan for 7 days for bracha. Simcha is only 3 days. Aye, the Rambam says that you have simcha with her 3 days, you give a bracha for 7 days. It's beautiful. The Rambam disagrees with that day in the Rashba that says that bracha and simcha go hand in hand. In fact, we already saw that's the Shitas HaRambam by Panim Chadashos. So once we say that bracha and simcha are two separate dinim, so then it's possible to give a bracha for a chasan who has a shame chasan outside of the chiyuv simcha. Maybe it's called a regel. But in terms of the Haloshim Simcha, we only see one Simcha. Christopher Rav made up two dinim of Simcha. Where did this two dinim of Simcha come from? But there is a din to give someone who has a shame chasan a bracha, and that's independent to the halacha of Simcha. Here, Meisher. It's not bad, no? I think there might be something here. And when the Rambam says in the end of Halacha Tes and Ilchus Brachos, Bim Bachar Shinas Almano Amad Shinas Mitzul and Barkanos of Kol Shivas Yimei Mishteh, the Shivas Yimei Mishteh is not the Chiyuv of Simcha to be Misameach Ima. It's nothing to do with the Chiyuv of Simcha. But rather is the idea that you're supposed to make a regal for a Chasan, and if it's a Chasan who's a Bachur, so then it's 7 days. But the Rambam we saw already that holds the Sheva Brachos are disconnected to the Chiyuv Simcha. So once the Rambam disconnects the Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos from the Chiyuv of Simcha, so then it could be the reason why there's a separate Chiyuv is because of Bracha. Yes, Yehuda. What? No, so the Vart is, he's considered, he has a Shem Chasan because he's married to Basura, correct? Is it Shem Chasan because he's married with Basura? Yes? Yosef? So we'll get back to that. We're going to get back to the work part, okay? We'll get back to that. I don't know if we can answer that directly, but we're going to get back to the work part. Now, the chidush that we're saying, I didn't intend to spend much time on this because I'm not sure that this is right. What I want the Talmidim to fight about is maybe the Rambam Shita already that said that the Chiyuv of Shebrachos doesn't have to do with Simcha, but rather is the idea that everybody gives a Chasan and Kala of Bracha according to Aruch HaShulchan, explains why the Rambam says that you could have a case of where you got Simcha for 3 days, but Bracha for 7 days. Because the bracha is not connected to simcha. The bracha is, anytime you have a chalai shem chasan, you give a bracha. So you don't need to be mechadesh, the brisker rubs, two dinim of simcha. Just say that there's a separate din of bracha. And that explains why the Rambam paskins like this daya that says that you have 3 for simcha, 7 for bracha. And you don't have to say 7 for bracha means 7 for a different type of simcha. That's how the Gemara said. The Gemara called it 7 for bracha. And it could be even more than that. It could be that this is the card for the Rambam, that Sheva brachos has nothing to do with simcha. And that's why the Rambam disagrees with the Rush and Tesis and Rashi, who all connected to Simcha. All because of the Neil Lowenstein's Ha'ara, that the Gemara seems to be disconnecting Bracha from Simcha. And the Rajba was very much bothered by that. So the Rajba is going like all the Rishayim that are assuming that Bracha is a function of Simcha. But the Rambam doesn't hold this way.
It's going to actually fit in a little bit nicely in the Aruch HaShulchan shortly. But Mesha is good? It's good? Okay.
So now, let's see how this idea could be developed further. And then we'll come back and I'll tell you a totally different mahalach than my Rebbe had the Das HaRabba. But let's see how this idea that we saw from the Brisker Rav, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, developed this idea via further. So far what we set up until now was Kemat Muva Me'elav, and now we'll see the Gedolei Achrayim, how they took this idea further. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Shin Mem Beis writes, let's say you have a bachur that marries an almana, and then you have a bavus that comes along. So what's the halacha? Bachur that marries almana, 3 days of simcha, 7 days of bracha.
So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, does anybody have the yoreday over here?
Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Agos of the Shulchan Aruch, this is not discussed. When is the Avelus going to kick in? Moshe, this relates a little bit to what you had asked before on Wednesday. When is the Avelus going to kick in? Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, in his Agos on the end of Shin Mem Beis, look this up afterwards. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, U'bachur shenasa almana talya b'machlokas haposki. A bachur that marries almana is dependent on the machlokas haposkim. What's the machlokas haposkim? So the machlokas haposkim is the machlokas between the Rajba and the Rambam. What's the halacha of bachur shenasa almana? Is bachur shenasa almana 7 days of simcha? That's the Rajba. Or the Rambam who says that there's 3 days of simcha? So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you hold like the Rambam, that's 3 days of simcha. So then, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in such a case, so the halacha is that the avelus kicks in after 3 days of simcha. And you, what? What? Bachur shenas almana. Oh, who is it? What's the case? It doesn't matter. I don't think it would make a difference for either of them. Because the simcha's ended after 3 days. Bechura. Bechura, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is talking both ways. So if it's a bachur shenas almana, you have it, everybody? Yeah? So in such a case, we say that it starts when? On the fourth day. Good, Shmuley? Beautiful. So come, they quote other Achronim disagree. The Tferes Lemoshe, Rav Shmuel quotes, I don't even know who this Tferes Lemoshe is. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky quotes a Tferes Lemoshe, who says that no, it starts after 7 days. So first of all, I want to point out that Rav Akiva Eiger is like us, not like the Brisker Rav. According to Brisker Rav, if you say that the Simcha is Mamshir all 7 days, so then in such a case, when should the Avelus kick in? Only afterwards. But the Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds not that way. Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that starts 3 days. So Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky says, I'll bring a raya that the Tveres Lemoshe is right from the Brisker Rav's pshat. So Rabbi Osai, I want to say back to Rabbi Shmuel, I want to say back to Rabbi Shmuel, if I have Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Tveres Lemoshe, and I'm on the side of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think we're in good shape. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that the Simcha is only 3 days. The Bracha goes on for 7 days. The Tveres Lemoshe, who says that the Avelus continues all 7 days, fits in according to the Brisker Rav. However, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we see our Hesber B'Das HaRambam. And now here's the clincher. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Aruch HaShulchan, I looked it up, in Shin Mem Beis, quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, actually for a different issue, not on this issue, but he makes reference to this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So that fits in beautifully. That our pshat is, in the Rambam is like the Aruch HaShulchan pshat, and the Aruch HaShulchan understood, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the Simcha ends after 3 days, and that's the pshat in the Gemara! That's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says 3 days of Simcha, 7 days of Bracha. Fits
it's invested in the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is bringing out this idea that what? That the simcha is only for 3 days. Yes. What you see is that the simcha ends after 3 days. There isn't a second din of simcha. In other words, there's 2 dinim of simcha, Brisker Rav wanted to argue. 3 days to be misameach ima, 7 days simcha di day. However, we're arguing that no, there's 1 din of simcha to be misameach ima. Then there's another din, bedas haramam. We're talking bedas haramam now. That's we're doing bedas haramam. According to Rav, there's another din of sheva brachos to 7 days. But that's not a function of the din of simcha. That's a different din. It's a different din. Yes, Meisha. Oh, so that we spoke about before. The Chazal wanted that when you have a Chaloshem Chosen to commemorate that during the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah. And the way they were misaking that was B'toch Birchas HaMazon. You might have missed that shir. B'toch Birchas HaMazon, that's how they were misaking it. But it's not a function of the Mishnah. We had lots of nafkaminas. I think that this part is good. Yeah, Mayor. I'm sorry, I turned back. I'm sorry, yeah, go ahead. What's happening then is correct. Right, in other words, so two possible things could happen. One is that during those 4 days you don't say any Shevet Brachos, because it cancels it. Once the Mela, the Abela starts, then the Mela you can't even do the Shevet Brachos. But it's not that the Simcha did. You're asking a good question about the Gemara earlier. I think we can answer it. But one way of saying it is just to say that it's not going to start. Those Shevet Brachos are not going to start. Not the Torah Simcha, but because when you're Ba'avelus, you can't do that. I don't think that's a kasha. Yes, I'm wrong. Yeah. Taking away. That's the diun. That's the old diun in the earlier on in the parak. What happens when the avelus comes up against the sheva brach? So the same diun, just like you have the diun by Basulas and so too over here. Here the tension. Right, that's what I was saying to that's what Mayer is asking. So I'm saying it could be that technically you're not going to be able to have it. Because once you have a veil, then you can't have the Sheva Brachos. But it's not a function of the Din Simcha. Yes, Yosef. Yes. Yeah. I think that's it. Simcha is over. Now there's a chiyuv to say Sheva Brachos for 7 days after Shavuot. Like
7 days after, 3 after.
No. 3 Simcha right away. First 3 days is Simcha. First 3 days. That's what we're explaining, correct. That's what we're arguing. There are both sides. There is a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah in Eben HaEzer. Here it's quoted. In Eben HaEzer, machlokis between Mechaber and the Ramah, the Chura should be relevant to this issue. You listen to the Lashon HaMechaber, and the Chura of the Ramah is a little bit difficult. What's the Ramah coming to add? The Mechaber writes, Hanosei Besula, Simin Samach Dalin Sipal. Hanosei Besula, Sarach Lismoach Ima Shiva Yomi. Shelo yatsim alacha, below yisavim de mishuk, ela ochel v'shose v'sameach imah, beinum uvach or beinum alma. So if you marry a besula, so then there's an isra of malacha. Adds the Ramah, v'hotsif alzeh Ramah, the chosan asur basiyas malacha. That a chosan is not allowed to do malacha. That we already said. So what did the Ramah add? Simin Samach Dalet Sif Aleph. The Ramah doesn't seem to add anything. The Ramah just says, and he's not allowed to do malacha during those Shivas Yamin. But the Ramah, but the Mechaber already said, shelo yasem alacha. So come along the Chelkas Mechoke and the Beis Shmuel, and they tried to be masbir what the Ramah is adding. Everybody hear the kasha? What did the Ramah add when he said that there's an Isra of Asiyas Malacha? The Ramah doesn't seem to be adding anything. Comes along the Chelkas Mechoke and says that the Ramah is adding something fundamental. It's a big kiddush in the Chelkas Mechoke, but this is what the Chelkas Mechoke writes. Delo ma'ani mechiga. The kivon do begin chasan, the chasan doma lemelech. The Ramah adds that he can't be mochel because of chasan doma lemelech. In other words, according to the mechaber, there's an iser of asiyas melacha. There's an iser of asiyas melacha, but on the other hand, the woman could be mochel. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah, when he says, and it's aser for him to do malacha, the Chelkas Mechoke Beis Shmuel understood that the Ramah was coming to add that he can't even be mochel on malacha. He can't even be mochel. So we have a machlokis, according to the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkas Mechoke, whether whether the woman could be mochel on asiyas malacha. According to the Ramah, the woman cannot, and according to the Mechaber, she can. There's a klal gadol, Rabosai, is that if a husband and wife also, one of the klalim of Shalom Bayis, is that they have to work on the fact that they don't get sick of each other. It's not good for a husband and wife. That's all said. It shouldn't be around each other like tiny golem. So that's the Shiloh over here. Could the wife say, you know, it's okay, space is good. So somebody told me that there was a certain couple that they could never spend nights away from each other. I don't think that's helpful. There's something emotionally flawed if the couples become too dependent on each other. Something wrong with that. So she says, it's okay, I'm mochel, you can go to work. My father made the mistake in accepting my mother's mechila when I was born. So my father turned to my mother and he said, the doctor said I could have a lot of time to go back to work. So my mother still hasn't forgiven my father. I was born, my father was at work. So that, maybe you can't take the wife's mechila on malacha for. But there are times that you can be mochel on malacha. So that's the machlokes between the Chaver and Ramah. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "Ein achanami, she could be mochel, but he can't be mochel." Says Reb Shmuel, "What's the nekudas machlokes over here between the Chaver and the Ramah? The machlokes between the Chaver and the Ramah is goof for this question: is there a separate regel? Is there a separate regel? According to the Ramah, there's a separate regel of simcha to the chasan, and therefore the even if the wife is mochel, there's a separate din of chasan doma lemelech. And since there's a separate din of chasan doma lemelech, so the Ramah holds, even if the wife is mochel, the chasan can't be mochel on his regel. That's the sheet of the Ramah. However, the mechaber holds that all dinei surah esiyas melacha come from the chiv to be mesameach imah. And if she's mochel, she'd rather sit and watch a soap opera, and she'd rather that he goes to work. So then in such a case, then of course, she has the ability to be mochel, there is no iser of asiyas melacha. So Reb Shmuel wants to say that the machlokis between the mechaber and the Ramah, according to Chelkas Mechoke, is a very fundamental machlokis that relates to this chakira of whether the chiyuv of simcha is one chiyuv of simcha or two chiyuvei simcha. I would like to suggest that according to our mahalach, it's not a raya against us. If you agree with us that there aren't two mitzvahs of simcha, it could be there's still a din of a regel. It could be the chasam, because it's chasam dom lamelech, has a din regel. But I don't feel that if the Ramah holds that he can't be mochel, then that's a raya, there's a separate mitzvah of simcha. The Briska Rav might be wrong that there's a separate din of simcha, but at the same time, it could be he can't be mochel because of his regel. But you don't have to go so far as to say that there's two dinim of simcha. There's two dinim of regel being mesameach imah. He has a chalo shem regel even without the din of simcha. Yes, Moshe.
If you say that there are two
dinim
of simcha, why can't we ask on that?
So we're about to get to Amar and Simcha B'Simcha. We're about to get to Amar and Simcha B'Simcha. We spoke about it a little bit on Thursday, but we thought Amar and Simcha B'Simcha worked very well with what the Brisker Rav had said. But now I want to give you a new Mahalach B'das Haramim. Maybe you'll flesh out later what's bothering you in Amar and Simcha B'Simcha. Okay. Rabosai, let's go to the Rambam that was the first Rambam on our Amar Makomos. Let's go to the Rambam. Oh, actually, we had done the other two Rambams already. The Rambam in Hilchos Yomta, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes Zayin. And let's see what's difficult in this Rambam. And we'll go back, after that, we'll go back and see how to be Masbir the other Rambams as well, according to where our branch be going to the Rambam. Perek Zayin Halacha Tes Zayin, says the Rambam. Ein royim es hanigoyim b'moed, shemo yimotzei tamei, v'nimtze chogo nefach la'ovem, v'eivah. Okay, that's one halacha. Ve'ein nosin noshim v'lo miyavim moed, k'dei shlo tishkach simchas achad v'simchas hanesuin, avol machzir es grushasa. You're allowed to remarry a divorcee, because that's not considered simcha. U'ma'arsim noshim b'moed, you could have erisin a moed, u'vilvat shlo yasa sudas erisin, here's the car that we have a sudas erisin as well, v'lo sudas nesuin, shlo ya'arev simchach eris v'simchas achad. Now, unrelated to everything we've discussed in the Rambam, although it could be that these issues might be related to the previous Rambams as well, let's just objectively analyze this Rambam. I'm going to leave off with you a new analysis on the Rambam, and you'll decide on your own what to do with it. But I just want to give you another angle to these Rambams that haven't been discussed yet. The Lechem Mishnah is bothered by a few questions in this Rambam. The Rambam writes that, number one, you're not allowed to get married in order that you shouldn't forget Simchas Hachad V'Chag HaNesuin. What's the makar for this halacha that you shouldn't forget Simchas Hachad V'Chag HaNesuin? What's the makar for this? So the Lechem Mishnah points out, most of you have a Lechem Mishnah, right? Says the Lechem Mishnah, Kasha, V'kan Nira, the Pasuk, Kirab Baruna, the Omar Mipnei Sheminiyah Simchas HaRegel. So what's Rabba Bar Huna? So we have a Gemara Moichat. This Makar for the Rambam is a Gemara Moichat and a Daf Ches. And Rabba Bar Huna says the following. Rabba Bar Huna says, Rav Arhuna says, "Minayin shein nosin." Rav Arhuna is based on Rav over there in that Gemara. Minayin shein nosin nashim amoed, shenemar b'samachta b'chagecha b'chagecha b'lo b'ishtecha. So Gemara Moed Katan has a Makar that says that you should be sameach with the chag and not with your wife. So there's a special Gzeres HaKosov that says not to be misameach with your wife. That's one Makar. Then, in the Gemara Moed Katan, it gives another Makar not to get married. Preceding that, there's Rav Elazar Rav Tanina, who says, Ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. So if you read the Gemara carefully in Moed Katan, the Gemara in Moed Katan has two different Makaros not to get married on Yom Tov. Two different Makaros in the Gemara in Moed Katan, why not to get married in Yom Tov? Number one, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, and number two, ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. Two different makaros. Comes along the Lechem Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah asks that the Rambam seems to mix up two makaros. The Rambam, when he starts out, writes, k'dei shlo tishkach simchas achag v'simchas hanesuin. That's the second makar. Rav Baruch Huna says, v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. And then asks the Lechem Mishnah. The Rambam then goes on and brings down the second makar at the end of the halacha, where the Rambam says,
V'lo sudas nesuin shelo yari simcha acheres b'simchas achag. So Rambam brings down a different mikar. So tzarich here number one of the Lech HaMishnah is that the Rambam brought down two different mikaros of why you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. That's tzarich here number one of Lech HaMishnah. Continues the Lech HaMishnah on the next page, and the Lech HaMishnah has another kasha. Yesh tema de beperik yun milchus yishus kasa rabbeinu ve'ein nos enoshim oe lefi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Shenemar Male Shavu Azos, the Pasuk by Rivka, Umizan Lacha Gam Azos, Bahainu Kedivar Rabbi Chanina, Damar Lefi Shem Arvin Simcha Besimcha. And the Rambam in Ilchos Ishus, when he talks about not getting married to Moed, so then he brings down the din of Eim Arvin Simcha Besimcha. He doesn't bring down the din of a Samachta Bechagecha Velo Beishtecha. But rather, Rambam brings down Eim Arvin Simcha Besimcha. So asks the Lech HaMishnah two questions. Number one, why does the Rambam bring down two mikoros in Hilchos Yom Tov? And number two, in Hilchos Ishus, why does the Rambam bring down this mikor of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha and not bring down the idea that we had already learned before of the Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Yishtecha? Those are two tzarachiyuns that we have in the Rambam. So I'll tell you what Rav Braunschweigel said on these Rambams. And he based it on a Tosos. Take a look later on, Tosos on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, and everything is Meduyik in the Lashon Rambam. He answered other questions basically. So you can look in his sefer. I have his sefer here. He had this written up in his sefer, but we'll do the most basic components. Take a look. Kosas and Ksubis on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. The Divrei Maskil, the Masik of Shabbosos, asks the following question. The Gemara says that it's possible to get married on Shabbos. Asks Tosos. Avogad the Omer b'Moi Kodim b'Chagiga Dav Midorais. The Avogad the Omer b'Moi Kodim b'Samachta b'Chagiga Lo B'Shtecha. The ain no sinoshim b'chol moed. Mishum the ain ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. How could the Gemara say you could get married on Yom Tov? Didn't we learn ain ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? That's Tosis's kasha. Udrashik murihi to the Omer b'Chagiga. So Tosis asks a basic question. So we really shouldn't even be starting with the Rambams. The Gemara itself is problematic because we learned that the Gemara says you are allowed to get married for Shabbos or Yom Tov. Asks Tosis. So how could it be that over here we see that you're not allowed to in the Sugya Moi Katan? That's Tosas' kasha. Tosas gives two answers. Ikla Meimar, Dahacha Irisha Achas Lefne Yom Tov. Tosas gives a dachitic answer. Tosas says that it was a moment before Yom Tov's time. And since it was a moment before Yom Tov, so then Al Tosefes Yom Tov, it's already considered Yom Tov, but you're still allowed to get married. So Tosas' first teretz is that it's a moment before Yom Tov. That's Tosas' first answer. Inami. What's Tosis' second answer? Kishemasra ablish luchebal. If you look through the sugya, the pashas of the sugya there was that there wasn't yet a suuda, but rather there was the baal had received his wife through a shliach, but there wasn't yet a suuda. Oh no, only suun below suuda, or even if they got married, there still wasn't a suuda. Avogav domer bacholitz the nesuun below suuda ika simcha. Lo chashiva simcha kulei hai she aser lisa b'yom tov mitamze. Tosa says that there isn't such a great simcha without the seudah. That's Tosa's answer. So Tosa gives one answer and says that Yom Tov is lav dafka and they really did it before Yom Tov. Or you could say, Tosa says, and this maybe this teretz is more mukhra, that there isn't a great simcha with the seudah. If they have nisuin without a seudah, so then in such a case, it's still going to be considered nisuin on Yom Tov, but it's not a problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So Rabosai, what do we see from Tosas? We see that Tosas holds that the problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha doesn't exist if you don't have a seudah. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha doesn't exist if you don't have a seudah. So Rav Braunschweigel said,
based on this, everything in the Rambam is Kaduyim. Let's read over the Lashon of the Rambam. What was our Tzarech Iyun? Our Tzarech Iyun was, why does the Rambam give two different, what was the first Kasha of the Mishnah? Why does the Rambam give two Makoros? Why does the Rambam give one Makar? Why does the Rambam give one Makar for getting married on Yom Tov? And then the Rambam gives another Makar of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha Malei Shavuazos. That was Kasha number one. Kasha number two was when the Rambam brings this down in Hilchas Yishus, our Rambam that we had started with in Hilchas Yishus, the Rambam brings down the din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Why didn't he bring down the din of Samachta B'Chayecha V'lo V'Yishtecha? So Ran Shlegel said the Rambam holds like Tosos. The Rambam holds that you need two different Makoros because there are two different Isurim. One is Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. If you have Seudas Nesuin on Yom Tov, that's a violation of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's one Isur. Then there's another Isur. V'samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha. Even if you don't have a seuda and you don't have simcha, there's a gzeiras hakasa that says that you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. And that's why the Rambam brings down both dinim. The Rambam holds, so the Rambam learns the Gemara in Moed Katan that these are not two shittos that are cholik on each other, but rather these are two shittos that complement each other. One's a din in getting married b'chag, and the other is a din in Seuda. It's a separate din. Now look back in Lashon HaRambam. Lashon HaRambam is mamish beautiful. It fits like a glove into Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam starts off, V'ein nosin noshin. You can't get married. Kedesh lo tishkach simcha sachai b'simcha sanasun. What's that? That's v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. That's the Yisra of getting married. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Seuda. What's the seif of the Rambam? The seif of the Rambam is v'lo Seudas Nesuin shelo ye'arev simcha acheres b'simcha sachag. There the Rambam speaks about Seuda. When the Rambam is talking about Seuda, so then you have the din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Even if there wasn't Gzeres HaKosav of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha, you fall into the universal din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the Rambam is Kafta Referach. And the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, let's look back in Hilchos Ishus, where we were coming from, because after all, the reason why we did Hilchos Yom Tov is because this is a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam says, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, what's the Rambam talking about over there? He's talking about Misamech the Seuda with every wife. So there, when he's talking about the Seuda, so then the Seuda is based on the din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But if you didn't have the Seuda, so then there wouldn't be a problem Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. However, the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov says you're not allowed to even do Nesuin without a Seuda because of the Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha. That's a separate din. So this was what my Rebbe said in Pshat in the Rambam. And this will be very different than what we had said previously in the Rambam. Previously we had spoken about the Briska Rav's Mahalach B'Das HaRambam with the Maknes Kasha. We gave a different answer to Pshat in the Rambam. We think it's more Mukhra to say something different than the Briska Rav. And I just want to point out that my Rebbe, because he was bothered by another problem in the Rambam, claimed that there are two different dinim of simcha when it comes to a chasan. One din of simcha is b'seuda, and that falls into the regular category of eim arvin simcha b'simcha. Then there's another gzeres hakasa of doing the suin even outside a seuda. If you want to take a look, I brought the sefer. I remember him saying it over, but he has it written up in his sefer, where you could see this idea brought out. Based on this, he also answers another couple of kashas as well, B'das HaRambam. He has a Magen Avram that he asks on himself, but he finds that the Magen Avram is very difficult. So this is how Rav Branchpiegel wanted to say Pshat in the Rambam. That's it. That's what I was speaking about in Mussar. That we learn from our Rabbeim how to think. Not to be robots, but we learn from that how to think. To notice these diyukim in the Rambam is extremely, extremely important. At first glance, when you read the Rambam the first time, did you notice that the Rambam was talking about Seuda and Nisuin? But according to this, then the Lecha Mishnah's kashas fall away. Yeah, I see there's some objections over here. Avi, yeah.
How does he fit that in for the issues he doesn't mention Seuda? The issues he's saying, Barbus and
Pai. So he learns, Misameach Ima is Seuda. Yeah, but he's, and then he says Misameach Ima. He says, but you could be Misameach Ima 7 days, right? So the Misameach Ima is Megala what the Reisha was talking about, right? From the Reisha we saw already. What's the end of the Rambam and the end of the Halacha? Where does he say ima? Misameach ima. I was referring to Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel. What were you reading?
I'm looking at Yud Dalet.
Yud Dalet. Okay, so what are you asking from Yud Dalet? Let's see. Murtalaris b'chol yom. Aval einos in nashim. Vein tzarech lomar shas alisa b'shas. Aval einos in nashim. Kmo shebiyarnu. That's Kmo shebiyarnu. Again, the Kmo shebiyarnu is in the end of Yud Gimel. And in Yud Gimel, he said you could marry lots of people at once, right? But ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So, what's he talking about there? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So there, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, he's talking about simcha ru'uyala. He's talking about being sameach ima. Sameach ima is su'uda. Misameach ima is
pisuda.
Yes, that's a kamosha b'yarnu. That's what he said. Kamosha b'yarnu. So that kamosha b'yarnu is going back on that din that he had said previously, and that there he's talking about being misameach ima. Talking about being misameach ima. I want to be mosif. Reb Rashi also makes this point. Based on this, you could also explain, I think Moshe, this was bothering you on Wednesday. This could also explain why the Rambam holds that you're allowed to marry many women at once on Yom Tov. Because that's not the Sameach Ima B'Su'uda. In other words, once we hold, this, by the way, is going to be a different approach to the Brisker Rav. Once we hold that the actual Simchas Nesu'in is not, the primary Simcha is not marrying them, but is the Su'uda. So we had a question, how can you get married on Yom Tov? At the end of the day, it's also a problem of Eimarv and Simcha the Simcha. Forget about being the Sameach Ima. So the Brisker Rav had one mahalach, Ayin Sham, like we had before. But according to this, it's Kaftar Ferach. The ultimate Simcha is only by the Simchas Seuda. So in that way, Rav Branchbigel has a different answer to the Machnez question, what we had said over from the Brisker Rav. To understand what I just said, to understand the Amkus of what I just said, you have to do Chazar. You have to go over what we were just saying. Yes, Yosef.
Why couldn't you just teach the Samach Megepa, which says also without a Suda, and learn through a Kabbalah and not need the first one?
Right. What Yosef is asking, once you have a Samach Megepa, lo bishtecha, so why do you need a sex with Dinavei Meir and Simcha the Simcha?
And it's obvious, without a Suda, it's also helpful with the Suda.
So the answer to that question is that there are going to be times when you'll have Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha even though you won't have Yom Tov. Like for example, marrying many women at once. Right? You don't have Yom Tov, but you have the problem of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So what the Rambam is doing is he's teasing out every possibility of the halacha. Yes, Yosef.
Just going back a little.
Yeah.
The Rambam said, the second one is to be together. How can you even have the Havner say if you have
clearly disagree with him. The Rashba said like this. He said the 3 days are to be misameach imah. What she means. The shavtu is so that he should be with her for 3 days. Then he has his own personal simcha. His own personal simcha is a separate thing. That's what 7 days. His own personal simcha is different.
But you say this together, okay? You say that the 7 and 7.
No. No. See, he says 7 and 7 doesn't take away the fact that misameach imah for 3 days. He's just being, Rajva's being mechadish, if that's also called simcha, and there are 2 different types of simcha. That's what the Rajva holds. Yes?
Rabbi, what is the first issue of the Ein Margin Simcha?
First, I'll tell you what the Rambam says, and then I'll tell you the Lumdas that we said, the Das and Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yom Tov that you can't have a Seuda because of Ein Margin Simcha B'Simcha. So our Tzarechion was, did the Rambam already bring down the Din of Samach L'Chagefa V'lo B'Shtecha? And also in Hilchos Ishus, why does he bring down the din of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? So he said, for Su'uda, there's a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. For the Chag, there's a separate din of Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha. That was the answer. Yes?
If you did Nisuin before Yom Tov, but you did Su'uda Nisuin on Yom Tov, would it be possible to Alpha Scrab and Marvin Simcha, but just the Scrab, Ashlotish Tekach Simcha Chag, to say that that's Su'uda B'Mitar?
Correct.
Answer Yosef's question.
Okay. You could argue that, although you could argue the other. And as what we like to say only are things that are mukhra. In other words, you would have to prove that the samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha is dafka, the initial nesun, is the chuppah. But su'ud is not included. You need to prove that. That would require hechreyach. We try not to say anything that there's no hechreyach. Yes, Avram.
What did the Rav say about saying the samachta meaning su'uda?
The second Tzarechion?
Obvious question is about it said in Hilchos Ishus.
Yeah, I pointed out to him that that Rambam, his question was that the Rambam doesn't speak anything about the Su'uda, right, but rather just as Ein Nosin, and there he's saying Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. According to Rebran Spiegel's Torah, it should be B'Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha. Well, first of all, 2 points. First of all, over there, it's technically, there it's not shaykh, because there the Rambam's talking about marrying many women at once. He's not talking about chag. That's aleph.
In the next
Rambam,
he talks about
Yudal. You asked me from Yudal. Okay, so Yudal, your question still remains, right?
No, but you said that.
So, I know. I'm just trying to go through all the possibilities. So then what I answered to Avi was that the Rambam says, Kemosha Biarnu. The Rambam's going back on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Beis and Yud Gimel, there he's talking about Misameach Imas. In other words, the Rambam there in Hilchos Ishus is not being mechalik between the two dinim, because there's no nafkamina between the two. So he's talking about the standard problem, and the standard problem is Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha. To marry different wives, is there going to be a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha? Yes, Moshe.
So this
Shasimri
is a cholik on the line, but is it possible to say that?
So that Moshe, you know what? You're understanding well. I'm not even sure I understand what you're saying. I would like what you would do is say a chabura on that. In other words, I gave you 3 mahalchim. I gave you the Brisker Rav's mahalach. I gave you this is also what I learned from Rav Branspiegel. Rav Branspiegel never tied everything 100% together. In other words, because also in Aram Masorah is the covered ground. The Rav covered ground. The Rav didn't sit on 5 dafim the whole zman. Rav really, he covered ground also. So our Masorah is, you make a lane on the basic shitas, you say over the most basic yesodos based on the Rishonim, and then you go on. To tie all the pieces together, you stay forever. So what I used to do is after a branch would say a shir like this, so then I would say a chabura afterwards. So you could say a chabura on this. You're right, I want you to notice how these mahalchim fit together. But for now, for our purposes, I want to leave Makom Lizgader, but I want to leave place for the Talmidim to go further. It's a process of Kabbalah Satorah. The Talmidim go and they refine what the Rabbeim say. They take it a little bit further. They question it. They change it. That's what we did. We took what the Brisker Rav said, which we thought is a Rei Rashba, and then we tweaked it a little. We saw that there's another way of saying it. We liked it better in Pshat. So I don't know if I want to go a step further, but go ahead. What do you want to say nevertheless? Go ahead. Yeah?
I think seemingly it's...
Why was it... Explain to me. Why is what Rabban Shmuel said against what I said? I don't know if I want to hear this. What it's against what I had said. Why?
He's kind of bringing up two simchas, one being the Suda and one... He's like kind of bringing up a simcha with the Suda. He's associating... Like Tosos, I mean, not even with Rabban, Tosos.
Tosos is differentiating between...
You can't have a full simcha without Suda, so therefore there is Suda, there is simcha with Suda.
Right.
And I would just say that
and how's that against
Sheva Brachos? I would say there's simcha with Sheva Brachos.
So we're saying no. We're saying Mehechi Tesi.
So that's
we're
why
saying,
I think it's cholik on what we're
but
saying.
Okay, so now I'll fight you. Because I don't see where that's... I don't see, if you want to be mevarer, I don't see why what you're saying is mukhruf, the hainu. That the suda of the nesuin, the first nesuin, so that's simcha. Our chakira is what's with the last 4 days or 7 days according to Aruch HaShulchan, all the other sheva brachos. Is that by definition the brachos a function of simcha or not? So we saw that the Brisker Rav assumed that it was simcha the day. That's not what we're saying over here. No, what we're saying over here is to violate the din of ein nosin nashim b'chalo shamoed, you need to have a suuda. But that doesn't tell me anything. That's, you know, as lumdus, you always have to be very, very precise in the dinim. That doesn't tell me anything about the nature of sheva brachos. It just tells me the nature of suudas nesuin. Doesn't tell me anything about. That's talking about in what's a popular hold today. That's talking about what happens in Marina Del Rey. It's not talking about what happens in Dougie's 2 nights later. You're trying to infer the din of the Marina to the din of Dougie's. And anybody who knows the Marina knows Dougie's. It's Veba's under a dinim. You see what I'm saying, Maisha?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I said. Right.
The first answer, second answer, he says we're talking about Chag and Moed.
Right.
The first answer says specifically Moed. And the second answer, he says Simchas Chag. So if you want to say that the first core of Eimah Ma'av from Avirin is to teach we got all answers, why is he doing it here when he's specifically talking about Moed? There are other places talking about when a man marries multiple women that really tells a person before there.
I heard two different questions. One question was that why the Rambam starts out with Chag and the other with Moed, right? That was your first thing.
No, my question was, why is the NT supposed to be before Shabbat? That was the first point. You answered me. I tried to say you can do a Kabbalah homework.
Right. And so I told you there are cases where you have Eimah Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, you don't have Chag.
Yeah. So I was wondering why is that being taught here, since that whole besides the case.
So the answer. So let me explain to you. Everything here is meduyah. By the way, I'm not sure that Rabban Shmuel is right, but I haven't heard anything yet that. So, I throw out to the Beis Medrash to struggle with. The answer to that question is that the Rambam utilized the Gemara to its max. The Gemara in Moikotin gave us two different makoros, and what the Rambam did was the Rambam used both of those makoros and showed why each one of those makoros are valuable, and use them to elaborate two different dinim. So why the Rambam puts in Hilchas Yom Tov is because the Gemara in the context of Yom Tov in Moed Katan brings two different makoros, and the Rambam is using both those makoros and showing that both those makoros are not superfluous.
And even though he says Moed, it's still talking about
the non-Moed. Right, and the beauty of it is that it could be extended to Hilchas Ishus by Nashim Rabbos. Correct. Correct, that's the beauty. But it starts in Hilchos Yom Tov, and that's why the Rambam brings it down. In other words, Yosef, I gave you a technical nafkamina. The emesa nafkamina is the pshat. In other words, that the Rambam is showing us that the Gemara in pshat is giving us two different havanos in why Enos and Nashim Amoy. It happens to be that there's also a nafkamina. But you see two different yesodos. One is Kedesh Lotishkach Torah Haregel, and the other is a din of v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, and the other is a din of eimar v'simcha v'simcha, which are two totally different dinim. It's a beautiful yisod. Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop over here. Birkat Hashem, tomorrow we'll go on to Sugya of Ashibara, and I'd like to hear how the Talmidim struggle through these three different Mahalchim and see how they relate, how they don't relate. Yeah.